Last week's shocking victory by a Pennsylvania Democrat is having ripple effects across the political world, including right here in Central Ohio. Connor Lamb's upset win in a district easily won by President Trump in 2016 has pushed some pollsters to change how they handicap other congressional races. On the line now is Kyle Condick from the University of Virginia's Center for Politics. Thanks for your time, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Connor Lamb's win pushed you to change your rating for two Central Ohio districts. What were those?
So we made two Republican-held districts in Central Ohio more competitive in our ratings. The first one, and probably the more important change we made, was that there's a special election coming up in Ohio 12, which is Delaware County, kind of northern Columbus suburbs. We moved that from likely Republican to leans Republican, meaning we still see the Republicans as favorites to hold that seat when the special election happens in August. But we also think that it's gotten more competitive, and there's every reason to think that it should be pretty competitive, even though it's a seat that Republicans really should be able to hold, given that it's a district that Trump won by 11 points, and it's also a district that contains some of the most historically bedrock Republican turf in the whole state.
It's the seat that was held for years by Pat Tiberi, and before that, our current governor, John Kasich.
That's right, yeah.
You also changed your ranking for the seat currently held by Steve Stivers of Upper Arlington, although that district is not deemed to be quite as competitive as the 12th district. Still, what seems to be going on here? Is it just that the suburban, more moderate Republicans seem to have quote-unquote Trump fatigue and they don't want to follow the party that far to the right?
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, I think that Central Ohio is filled with a lot of traditionally Republican voters who just aren't necessarily fans of Donald Trump the way they might have been of, say, George W. Bush or even more recently Mitt Romney. And we saw that in the election returns. I mean, obviously, Trump did a lot better in Ohio than Mitt Romney did. Romney lost the state by 3 points. Trump won it by 8. But within that, those changing Republican performance, there were also some places where Hillary Clinton performed substantially better than Barack Obama did, and some of those are places in Ohio 12, again, sort of northern Franklin County suburbs. And of course, Clinton ran ahead of Obama in Franklin County itself, and also in Delaware County, even though Trump comfortably carried Delaware County, Clinton did better than Obama did there. So if the Democrat can sort of activate those voters make sure they're more motivated to show up in the August special election, that could provide the basis for an upset. But again, I think it would be an upset given, the Republican leaning and lineage of Ohio 12.
You also write that there are some key differences between the Pennsylvania district that make Pat Tiberi's old seat, the 12th here in Ohio, easier for Republicans to hold on to. Is that just the bedrock Republican base there, or is there something else at play here?
I think that's a big part of it, in that Pennsylvania 18 actually had a Democratic registration advantage, even though a lot of those so-called Democrats are reliable Republican voters these days, but I guess not totally reliable because some of them voted for Connor Lamb for Congress. But, I think there's a pretty decent chance that once the candidates decided in the May 8th primary that you're going to see, millions of dollars come in, particularly from outside Republican groups who are going to try to avoid, another loss that would be, something of an embarrassment, just like what happened in Pennsylvania 18.
Would you expect the DNC to pour money into the race?
We'll see about that. They did spend some money in Pennsylvania 18, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, the campaign arm of House Democrats. They did not run as much advertising. Part of it was because their candidate there, Connor Lamb, was such a really good fundraiser on his own. So again, a lot of this depends on who the candidates are and what kind of fundraisers they are.
Kyle Condick is with the University of Virginia's Center for Politics, which changed its rating for two Central Ohio congressional districts following last week's surprise win by a Pennsylvania Democrat. Kyle Condick, thanks again.
Hey, thank you.